You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Folks, at number 10, LSU Fighting Tigers, 5-1 overall, 2-1 in the SEC, head to the Vanderbilt to take on the Commodores, who are 5-1 overall and 1-1 in the SEC, and attempting to rebound from their loss to Alabama. Watch that game. It was a hard-fought game throughout. Interesting game, and this game, I think, is going to be telling for both LSU and Vanderbilt. And here to talk to us about it is Chris Blair, the voice of the LSU Fighting Tigers. Chris, welcome to the show.
Always a pleasure, Newell. Yeah, it seems like these weeks keep coming faster and faster. Hard to believe. Seventh game of the season for LSU, and as you said, it's a big one, one of many big ones down the road.
Yeah, you know, when you end up with that one conference loss, it really kind of changes the whole paradigm of the remainder of the season, right?
Yeah, I mean, again, you know, you got two teams coming in with one loss in the SEC. You know, I was looking yesterday, 16 teams in the conference now. You know, there's a handful of teams that are unbeaten, a handful of teams with one loss, a handful of teams with two losses, a handful of teams with three losses. And again, you're just trying to stay in the pack there. I mean, obviously, I don't think we'll see an undefeated SEC champion. And I also believe there's a possibility, depending on how things fall, that you could see a, you know, three-loss SEC team make the top 12 in the college football playoff. You know, I told Coach Kelly last night on his weekly radio show, you know, the television partners always talk about Separation Saturday that normally comes mid to late November. In the SEC, I don't know if it's not going to come down to the final weekend, and I don't know how much separation there'll actually be.
Yeah, there's so much parity. You know, I watched the Vanderbilt-Alabama game last week, and it was a really physical game. Obviously, Vandy doesn't have the defense that most teams have, but they have an incredible offense and a quarterback that is an absolute risk taker, Diego Pavia. He's like a little gnat all over the field, right?
Yeah, I mean, I would say, the difference in this year's Vanderbilt team to last year's Vanderbilt team, and I'll credit Clark Lee, again, a defensive-minded coach, spent time as the defensive coordinator for Coach Kelly at Notre Dame before going to take the job at Vanderbilt, his alma mater. But this is a defense that's much improved. I mean, I think that's, you know, Diego Pavia is what he is. He's a talented playmaker. And as you said, he's kind of a magician at times. He reminds me, for some of the old school SEC fans, Jared Lorenzen at the University of Kentucky years ago. Jared would never give up on a play. Now, he wasn't as fleet of foot as Diego Pavia, but you could pretty much expect anything. Just when you thought the play is over, you thought you got him hemmed in, you know, he'll throw the football behind his back and complete it to somebody. So that's the difference with Pavia. But I think Vanderbilt's team is better overall, Newell, because of the defense. And, you know, the two games I really look at are the two SEC games. Again, I know it's not a huge sample size so far for the Commodores, but they slapped South Carolina around at the line of scrimmage in the win they had over the Gamecocks. And I was impressed with some of the hits they laid on Alabama. You know, it was an Alabama team that looked like they were going to be able to, like, go away with the win. And I think, you know, Vandy's defense kept them forever really having the knockout punch. And, you know, I think that's why this team is different from a year ago. And I think that's why they're off to their best start. I mean, they started the year 5-0, guys, for the first time since 2008. And that's just the second time Vandy has done that in 80 years. So this is obviously a very different animal as far as Vanderbilt's concerned.
And the odds makers feel so as well, right? I think this might be the first time LSU has been not favored against Vanderbilt for decades.
Yeah, I mean, it's something. I mean, a little bit of history storyline going into this. First time both teams have been ranked since 1947. This will be the first time since 1978, I believe, that Vandy's been favored over a ranked opponent. And yeah, it's unheard of for Vandy to be ranked over LSU. I mean, you got to go back years, decades, decades, and decades. And again, it speaks to the parity. It speaks to if you're willing to put money into your coaching staff and money into your facilities and money into your payroll for your players. Mm-hmm. And frankly, let's be honest, and I think Vandy would admit this, that just was not their priority for many, many years. It was more of, hey, we're in the SEC. We're the academic beacon. We'll play the sports. You guys give us the TV money, and we'll just keep on cruising. But with a new chancellor, new president, new athletic director, and obviously a guy who grew up in Nashville, played high school football in Nashville, went on to play at Vanderbilt. I mean, you got a guy that not only wants to win for his players and his team, he wants to win for his school. So they've kind of put it all together. First Bank Stadium now has had some major upgrades, so they're taking it seriously. You know, there was a question not too long ago, Newell, that if you ever see the creation of the College Football Super League, would a school like Vanderbilt have the appetite to want to play in that and be part of that? And I think 3 to 4 years ago, a lot of people would have said, yeah, I'm not so sure they have that appetite. But that's obviously changed over the last couple of seasons.
Garrett Nussmeier came out this week and kind of had a heartfelt conversation with the media about where he has found himself and some of the frustrations that he's had in order to deal with that oblique injury that he had and the difficulties of it. And I think that this might have been the first time that he really went into depth about it. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, it was obvious. You know, I think Garrett's a guy that likes to keep most of his, you know, personal stuff, you know, close to the vest. And I understand that in a world where everything you say, even the look you give, can go viral. So I appreciate that. And that will serve him well should he go on to the next level, certainly in the NFL. But yeah, I thought he was very open and very candid. And frankly, you know, it's an old cliche, but it's true. The quarterback gets probably more praise than deserved and certainly takes most of the blame more than he deserves. But he looked more like himself. I mean, his throws, even though he made some, you know, bad reads and he readily owned up to that, there was zip on the football. And frankly, outside of the Clemson game, which I think was a little deceiving because it was a short passing game by design, we really never got to see, you know, if that oblique or torso injury was limiting him from a physical standpoint. But as the games went on, I think it was pretty clear that if it wasn't an injury, something wasn't right mechanically. And he's played too much football. He knows the mechanics better than anybody because of who his family is, who his dad is. So to see him perform like that, you knew something was off. So for him to be feeling better is a good thing for LSU. And frankly, it'd be great to go and blow everybody out and pull away from every team as, you know, in the first 4 or 5 weeks of the season. I get it. That's what everybody wants. There's not many teams that do that. The 2019 team may be one of the few. So if this team is getting better, and if that includes Garrett Nussmeier week to week, and that includes Caden Durham and the running backs week to week, and it includes the offensive line week to week, I know we'd love to have a fully functioning, fully highly formed team for week one, but I'll take a team getting better each and every week.
You know, Chris, would it be fair to say that those days may be over where you have this dominant football team that, you know, that starts and just blows everybody away? Because as you just pointed out, like with Vanderbilt, I mean, they went from, I wouldn't say the basement, but one of the lowest performing teams in the SEC in a matter of just years because of the way that they viewed their program and the investment that you talked about that they're willing to make. And now they're at, they're holding on with the best of the best.
No, I mean, that's why you see the parity that you see. I mean, Coach Kelly and I talked about it last night. If you look at the margin of victory in SEC games over the last 5 years, you will see a very demonstrative, tightening of those scores. I mean, this past weekend, not everybody was playing and not everybody was in a conference game. But when you look at the scoreboard involving SEC teams, there were only four games that were decided by double digits. Everybody else was 3 points, 7 points, 6 points, basically within a score. That's how all of those things you discussed have changed college football. And it's going to be hard to just be dominant and stack class after class after class and be the top of the conference every year without question. I think those days are definitely behind us.
I mean, at the start of the season, if you'd have told me that Penn State was getting rid of their coach, I'd have said, you're crazy. But here we are.
Yeah, it is what it is. I mean, it is what it is.
You know, I mean, it's just they have performed at a pretty high level, but obviously not high enough to satisfy, the decision makers.
It's big business, high risk and a high reward, as we saw with Indiana yesterday, trying to probably hold off Penn State with, 11.6 or somewhere in that neighborhood for their football coach. It's high risk, but it's high reward. So now Cignetti, as much success as he's had in putting Indiana on the map, it's all about what have you done for me lately?
Absolutely. Biggest challenge for LSU tomorrow morning?
I think it's getting Vanderbilt off the field on third down. Vandy right now leads the SEC at about 60%, just under 60% third down efficiency. And Coach Kelly mentioned to me last night, he goes, there's a solid reason why that is, Chris, and it's because they have dominated their opponents on first and second down so that when they get in third down, they're looking at third and two, third and three, third and five or less. And when you've got a playmaker as wily as Diego Pavia and a really good running back like Cedric Alexander and a great tight end like Eli Stowers, you get in those third and short situations and you keep the drive going. LSU's got to find a way to get Diego Pavia and all of his confidence kind of standing over there with Clark Lee on the sideline. If they can do that, I think LSU's going to be in good shape.
You know, I've watched him in a couple of games, and there are a lot of similarities about what Drew Brees did for the Saints and what he's done for Vandy, meaning he throws to a spot, and he seems to be able to do it with comfort.
Yeah, I mean, that's the other thing that stands out this year is he's really upped his completion percentage. I think last year when LSU played him, and frankly, I think probably one of their better defensive performances against a dual-threat quarterback last year. I mean, you look at some of the other games, those guys had a field day, and Pavia came away with just 43 yards rushing, one touchdown. I think was 13 of 24 for like 186 and a touchdown. Those aren't eye-popping numbers.
Right.
But again, Pavia brings that confidence, and you're going to have to deal with him, again. And that's where I think he's gotten better, is a little bit different than Lenore Sellers that LSU just played. Sellers pretty much telegraphs when he's going to throw and when he's going to run. Pavia is a little bit more deceiving. I mean, he will stretch the field, go east to west, sideline to sideline, and just when you think, okay, maybe now he's going to tuck it and run, he'll just pull up, throw that football, and he's got a guy wide open. And so I think you have to handle him a little bit differently, although he is a quote-unquote dual threat.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Quarterback.
Do you focus on containment? I mean, everybody that plays them, that's what their primary focus has been, I would think. Not many have done it successfully, though.
No, that's what it is. I mean, you have to set the edge. I mean, again, there's a lot of the principles that we saw defensively on Saturday against South Carolina that will be the case here. Your defensive line, your edge rushers have to be able to set that edge so that you keep him within you basically geo-fencing behind the line of scrimmage. And then you have to have great pursuit, take great angles, and tackle well. And if you do that, yes, that's the best way to kind of neutralize the impact that a guy like Pavia can have.
And, of course, on offense, we talk about this every week, and we sound like a broken record. You want to establish a run game to open up the passing game, right?
That's it. And, you know, LSU took some steps forward, obviously, not where they want to be, but over 160 yards rushing. And, you know, it's a telling stat. LSU under Brian Kelly, 25-5 when they have a running back carry for, you know, 15 carries or more. And we got closer to that this past weekend against South Carolina. And if you can suddenly start to force teams to have to commit guys to the tackle box, have to commit to stopping the run, as Coach Kelly said last night, I like Garrett Nussmeier's chances if it's a lot of man coverage downfield with his receivers.
And a little bit more importantly, Chris, I'd like to get your take on this. Sometimes it's the timing of when you are able to break that 7, 8, 9 yard run, right?
Oh, absolutely. And I think that's why LSU looked better last week is they didn't go away from it. They stuck with it. There were a couple of times where Caden Durham was literally a shoestring tackle away from, you know, taking what was a 6, 7 yard gain to taking it to the house, or certainly a chunk play on the ground. And again, sometimes you can't just line up in the first time or the second time you run the football. You know, these defenses are not trained to just get out of the way and let you run. You've got to go work and earn it. And I think LSU stuck with it from a schematic standpoint. They had 33 pass attempts on the night and 30 attempts on the ground. I don't necessarily think you have to be balanced like that for every game, but that's a much better balance than having to ask Garrett Nussmeier to throw the ball 45 and 50 times a contest.
Yeah. And it looks like most of the pundits have this as being an incredibly tight game, like 3 points or less.
Oh, I think when you look at the statistics, whether you want to take every game of the year or just in SEC games, these two teams outside of the third down performance, LSU a little over 40%, and as I said, Mandy leading the league right around 58% conversion rate. Everything else is pretty similar. You know, Vandy's number 6, yeah. LSU number 7. LSU may be number 7 in a category and Vandy number 9. They're very similar teams, so they're no surprise they're expecting it to be close.
Absolutely. Well, we're certainly looking forward to it. An early morning start, I think the earliest this year, right?
It is, but hey, I like this. LSU under Brian Kelly with 11 o'clock games are 6-1. And 4-0 on the road against SEC teams.
Ah, that's a good thing. We'll take that. Chris Blair, voice of the LSU Fighting Tigers. Bring home the victory, my friend.
You got it. We'll do our part.
Thank you, sir. And we'll be listening, and we'll be doing our part. Have a great day tomorrow. All right, folks, that's Chris Blair, voice of the LSU Fighting Tigers. We will be right back, 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, and we'll visit with Mike Haas. Big game for the Saints. They're going into Soldier Field against the Chicago Bears. They look tough Monday night. I don't know if you watched that game against the Washington Commanders. We'll see what Mike's take is on it when we return. Stay with us.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.